and a celebration broke out here in Glenwood, even though little Miss Tamara Kay cried, I believe, all the way home. Didn't she? All the way home, she cried. And we walked in and we celebrated this new life. A family of three that left for Denver came back a family of four, and we celebrated that and still are. A few months later, we showed up in a courtroom downtown Glenwood Springs for the first time I've ever been in court like that, along with this little girl and our attorney friend who just went downstairs to help the kiddos, Dan. And before the judge, we sealed the deal. We'll never forget the words of the judge who was smiling and excited for us to have a pleasant case before him that day, to say, she is now legally yours. I declare, she is now a member of your family with all the privileges and responsibilities that come with that. Go out and make a good home for her. Wow. You know, that's exactly what God has done for us, for me, and hopefully for many of you in this room today. He has graciously, legally, spiritually adopted us into his family. Adoption calls to mind different things, I realize, to different people. A person who has been disappointed in his or her adopted family is going to probably think very negatively about that process. But hopefully a child reared in a loving, adopted family will think positively, might even welcome that term, adoption. There are so many different philosophies out there about adoption procedures these days. One that we accepted was one that was encouraged to us to inform that child as early as possible with her understanding and explain the process that you are special because we made a special choice of you in our lives as parents. We selected you. You were very special and we wanted you to be a part of our family. That's what God has done for us. In our continuing effort to paint my father's portrait from the Word of God, it is clear that my father is wise, he is mighty, he is strong, he is loving, he is personal, he has redeemed me, and he has adopted me. Adoption is a beautiful process, according to the Scripture. Despite any stigma that might come with that word to some people, Jesus was ridiculed by the Pharisees for sitting and eating and visiting with publicans and sinners out there in the community. But those were the very ones the Father wanted to adopt into his family. There is not a Christian alive who has not been adopted by the Father. You see, unless you are adopted, there is no possible way for you to enter into the family of God. Adoption is not an option. It is not an alternative plan of the Father's embrace. It is adoption or it is nothing. Let me show you why. You brought a Bible, I hope you did. Turn with me to Romans chapter 8 this morning and find verse 14. And while you're looking, let's think about adoption to a Roman family and adoption to us. What that means in our lives here this morning. The first thing that adoption meant to a Roman family was that you received a brand new identity, a brand new you. You took on the identity of your father. You were spiritually, we see it in the word here, as dying with Christ. You've been crucified with him. You take on a new identity with the Father and his Son Jesus. My nature, I think our nature is to want to keep our own identities, whatever that is. What is your identity this morning? You probably think of who you are by what you do. For most of us, at least, our identity is based on our work, our career, who we are. Maybe it has to do with who your friends are or what your hobbies are or whatever in your life is important, or maybe even your dwindling 401k. That's been your identity, and it's shrinking and it's scary. Who are you really? Well, your identity is to be in your Father. That was true of a Roman family. Your new identity being adopted into that family when this was written was that you took on the identity of dad. Which leads me to the second thought about adoption in a Roman home and how it affects us here this morning is that the father in Roman times does the choosing and sets the conditions of how that family was to be run. It wasn't up for an election or a discussion. What dad said would go, because he was in charge, and you were adopted into that family. Listen up. You did what dad wanted you to do. That's true for us here this morning. I must learn to trust and obey my father and realize that he sets the conditions. He determines the way this family is to operate and what we're going to do and who is number one and who is most important, and that is our Father. It's very similar. And a third thought as you look at this passage with me is that adoption meant to a Roman family and to us here this morning an incredibly privileged inheritance. Whatever your father had was now legally yours. You received a great inheritance from him. That is true for us here this morning. Look at Romans chapter 8, verse 14. See it with me. For all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. For you have not received a spirit of slavery leading to fear again, but you have received a spirit of adoption as sons by which we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, heirs also, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him so that we may also be glorified with him. I think it is really important for us to see this morning how we become the children of God. Paul says here clearly, you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear. When the Spirit of God comes into your heart, he does not make you a slave again to fear at all. You might remember that when Paul wrote to his young assistant Timothy, a man he dearly loved, he wrote and said this, "You have not received, Timothy, a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind." That is the nature of the Holy Spirit in us. And right here in Romans chapter 8, Paul is saying, we have received the Spirit, and the Spirit makes us his son. Literally, the Spirit of adoption who adopted you as his son. How do you become a part of that family? How do you become a child of God? Well, the Spirit of God found you, the Spirit of God found me, and adopted us into God's forever family. Now, I can hear a few questioning, what a little bit confused this morning, because what do you mean we're adopted into the family when I believe Jesus said you must be born into the family, you must be born again in order to see eternal life with me? That's a good question The truth is, both those statements are true. We are both adopted and we are born again into the family of God. As Jesus said on another occasion, with men, these things are impossible, but with God, all things are possible. We cannot be both adopted and born into a human family, but we can in God's family. And God wants us to remember always that we are not, well, naturally, automatically a part of His family. That's not the way it works. You're not just born physically into it. Understand that you and I are born into Adam's family, and we are children of Adam by our natural birth. We belong to the human family, and we get to inherit all that was in Adam's nature, all his defects, all his problems, and the sin nature becomes ours. And these were passed along to us by natural birth. So by nature, we're not part of that family that God is talking about here. In the same way, some people were born into one family and then adopted into another family, and from then on, they become part of the family they're adopted into. That was the case for us. And this is what has happened to us spiritually this morning, my friends. God has taken us out of our natural state in Adam, and by the process of His work of redemption and His transformation in my life, by His Spirit, has made me legally His son, and we become a part of the family. But He reminds us that we're part of the family by adoption, so that we will never take for granted or ever forget that if we were left in our natural state, we would not know God, we would not be a child of the King. It is only by the grace of God we come into His family. And it is also true, we are born into that family. Once we have been adopted, it is also true that because God is God, He not only makes us legally His sons, but He makes us actually share in His divine nature. Peter said that we have been made partakers of the divine nature. So we are as much a part of God's family as if we had originally been born into. We're born again by God's grace and goodness, and now His children, and now a part of His family. You're a Christian this morning. You are a son of the living God, a daughter of the living God, adopted and born into His family. Because you are His sons, God loves you. God protects you. God provides for you. God plans for you. God hears you. God loves you. God claims you as His own. Now, look at Romans 8 again. Romans 8 and verse 14. I think there are a few tests, practical tests, levels of assurance so that you know this morning whether or not you are part of that family of His. Many of us are. Your hands went up earlier. Mine too. We believe we're part of that family, but there could be some here this morning that are really not sure whether they're into this family of God or not. Well, here's the test in the Scripture itself. Verse 14, if we are led by the Spirit, we are the sons of God. If we are led by the Spirit, we are the sons of God. How do you know if you're being led by the Spirit? Well, I think one of the most evident signs that I am being led by the Spirit of God is when I open up my Scripture and I am taught the meaning of that Scripture by the Holy Spirit. And you know what I mean if you're in the family. You know what that's like to open up the Word and turn to a verse or a word and it leaps out at you. There's something new and fresh there that the Holy Spirit is teaching and leading you to understand. We see it not as just a good book with good teachings from a good man. We see it as truth. We understand it as truth. We know it as truth. Our eyes are opened, as we sang earlier, to understand through the power of the Holy Spirit what that truth is all about. That is the work of the Spirit of God. It happens almost all the time to those of us who are in the family. When you get into this book and you open up God's Word and you read a verse and then you think about that verse, it will make sense. In fact, the Bible says in itself here that those in the community who are very good people, great neighbors of ours, but not believers, not children of God, they don't understand this book. We all know so many people with us in our families or our neighborhoods who don't understand what's the big deal about that holy book. And why is it so holy and what's so special about it? Well, the Bible says these things taught in here have to be spiritually discerned. Spiritually. It takes the Holy Spirit in the life of every child who opens up the Word to see the truth and get it. God does that. God does that through His Spirit. If you are led by the Spirit of God, you can have assurance that you are a child of the King. If you're led by the Spirit, I believe one way He leads us is in understanding this book and enjoying this book. I think another way that we know we are led by the Spirit is that He stirs a love for other members of the family of God in us, if we're really a part of the family. According to this book, the Bible, nobody really in the family of God exists alone. We're not to be loners, lone rangers. We're to see others and meet others and have a relationship as brothers and sisters. It's a word that koinonia, it was called in the Greek, and the early Christians who had a tough time showing their love relationship with brothers and sisters who knew God in a personal way because of the persecution of the times would do something like this on the sand, and then somebody would come and, you know, that sign you see on the back of many of your cars. It tells me you're a Christian and you better be driving good. And remember, that's on the back. It says you're a Christian because there's that little fish. That's what they did to alert each other. I'm a brother of yours. I'm a sister. I'm in your family. Praise God. It's one of the joys I think we see every Sunday morning at about 10 o'clock right out here. I absolutely love that moment. I'm usually late here because that's fun out there. Seeing all you folks come in and greet each other and meet each other and realize we're brothers and sisters around. We're family around here. The Spirit of God does that because we're led by His Spirit. And it's an assurance, it's a confirmation that we are in the family of God. Now, verse 15, I see a second beautiful, tender assurance. And by Him, we cry, Abba, Father. You've heard that. You've read that before. What does that mean? Well, it's the Aramaic term for father, but it's one of endearment. It's a tenderness about it. It's being able to say to my heavenly Father, Dad, in the warmest sense, my daddy, I love you. I can have that relationship, and that's a confirmation that I'm His kid because I can say from deep down inside my heart, I love you, Dad, my heavenly Father. You are mine. There's tenderness. It's beautiful. Verse 16 may even be a deeper assurance of that relationship that we've been adopted into. Verse 16, the Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are His children. Did you catch that? The Spirit Himself. The Holy Spirit of God testifies, confirms in our spirit, in our hearts, that we are God's children. Beyond the emotions, beyond the feelings, the warmth even of saying Abba, Father, is a deep conviction there, born of the Spirit of God Himself, giving me an awareness that we cannot deny that we are part of God's family because I know it from the Word and from the Spirit in here. It's beyond just the feeling. It's knowing that is truth. Abba, Father, that's That's really a reflection of our love to Him. This is His love to us. It is what Paul said a few chapters earlier in Romans, speaking of the love of God which is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit which is given to us. The Spirit of God testifies, witnesses, endorses with our nature, our spirit now, that we are His children. We can know we are one of God's kids because He cements a relationship through the Holy Spirit. Now, what does that really mean to me? It means if one of my kids, born into my family or adopted into my family, legally made a part of my family, one of my kids says, "Dad, I don't love you anymore. I don't like you anymore. I don't want to be a part of this family anymore," and walks away from me, that would hurt deeply. And some families have faced that here. Kids who have walked away for whatever reason. "I don't love you. I don't like you. I don't want to see you. I never want to hear from you again." I can't imagine the pain of losing that kind of fellowship with my kids. But you know what? There isn't one thing my son or daughter could say to me as dad today that would change my relationship with them. The fellowship would be broken and hurt. I'm still dad. I'm still in charge. I'm still loving them, and they're still my kids. That's what I think Paul is saying. The Holy Spirit confirms with our spirit. It's beyond the tenderness and just feelings of being in the family of God. It's confirmed by God Himself through His Spirit that we are His children no matter what. And my Father in heaven will never, ever let you go. You're one of His kids now and forever. He will love you till eternity. That's how deep, how wide, how precious is the love of my Father in heaven for us. 1 John 3 says, if our hearts condemn us, the feelings, the emotions, if our hearts condemn us, God is greater than our heart. He confirms through the Holy Spirit, I'm one of His kids. There's a witness born of the Spirit, which you cannot shake, which is there with the ultimate testimony from God Himself that I am His child. And if I am His child, verse 17 says, now if we are children, we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in this suffering, in order that we may also share in His glory. We are by faith in Christ both born into the family of God and adopted by our wonderful Heavenly Father. Here's how it looks in each of our lives. For all who are being led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So this morning, are you being led by the Spirit of God? Do you sense deep down inside that He's leading you? He's speaking to you? He's there? He's guiding you? For you have not received a spirit of slavery leading to fear again, but you've received a spirit of adoption, legally, spiritually, as sons, by which you can now cry out, Daddy. The Spirit, in fact, testifies with our spirit, in fact, that we are the children of God, we are in His family, and if we're children, then heirs also, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ. I am a member of the family of God. Not by my record, not by my history, not by my attitudes, but by my faith in God alone. John 1:12. But as many as receive Him, to them He gives the ability, the privilege, the freedom, the joy, of being called the children of God. That is, to those who believe in His name. Trust and obey. There's no other way to be happy in Jesus, but trust and obey. God adopted me. God wants to adopt you. If you're not already in His family, there's one way you can be. You can open up your heart and life to Him right now, right where you are, by saying to God Almighty, I believe in You. Come into my life, Lord Jesus. I accept You as my Savior and Lord. I trust. Now I obey. Come into me. Redeem me. Adopt me. Love me. Hold me close to You. And He will. Because the Spirit of God makes that very clear. By the way He leads us, directs us, and helps us, and guides us. Are you a member of His family this morning? He wants to adopt you in. He does. He doesn't care this morning about your record or your attendance or your giving, or He says eternal life is open to all those who trust me, who believe in me. I'm so glad He adopted me. I really am. And I know that He's adopted many of you here this morning, but not all of you. And if He should come one of these days, which we believe He will, and He would rescue His family across the world, would you be going with me? Would you be heading up there with us? Does it matter where you've been or what label church you've been under? Or it matters one thing, trust and obey. Do you trust Him as Savior and Lord? God, I accept what You did for me on the cross. My old nature. Give me a new nature. If any man is in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are new. You can be in that family too. God wants to adopt you. Maybe this morning. Let's pray.